2009 is not a big political year in Russia. President Dmitry Medvedev has been in office for just 11 months, and parliamentary elections aren't scheduled for another couple years. Maybe that's why Russians are paying so much attention to the mayoral race in the resort town of Sochi. Jessica Gallagher has the story.
It's a striking campaign ad, a wide shot of the beach with a nude in the distance. The wind whips through her hair as she twirls around on the sand. As music plays, the words freedom, faithfulness, and care pop up on the screen. The ad is for porn star Elena Berkova. Berkova was just one of more than 20 candidates, including an arm wrestler, a former Bolshoi ballerina, an accused murderer, and a billionaire who hoped to become mayor of Sochi, a picturesque resort town on the Black Sea. So what is so special about Sochi? It's going to host the 2014 Winter Olympics, and there'll be billions of dollars spent to make it a suitable site. The mayor will have a role in deciding where the money goes. Andrei Kortunov is with the New Eurasia Foundation, a Moscow-based think tank.
The Sochi Olympics is a personal project of Mr. Putin, so it's not a small thing. Therefore, the question is what tactics the Kremlin uses in order to make sure that its candidate has the upper hand.
So far, the porn star, former ballerina, and several other candidates have been disqualified. Officials say they failed to properly fill out their paperwork, a charge they vehemently deny. Now there are only 9 candidates left, but the race appears to be between the incumbent mayor, a member of Mr. Putin's United Russia Party, and a former deputy prime minister and leader of an opposition group, Boris Nemtsov. And Nemtsov has made accusations about the Kremlin's tactics. At a campaign event, Nemtsov says someone threw a bottle at him. It was full of chemicals, some of which got into his eye, and he's got no doubt who was responsible. Nemtsov says his attackers were financed by the Kremlin, and he has to constantly watch his back. In addition, Nemtsov says that a $5,000 illegal campaign contribution mysteriously ended up in his bank account. It's illegal because the money came from abroad, from a car dealer in New York. But Nemtsov says he didn't know the man. Nemtsov also charges that the police seized 125,000 of his campaign leaflets. Anna Malpass has been covering the elections from the beginning for the Moscow Times. She thinks the former mayor and member of Putin's United Russia will steal the election.
I've talked to some experts and they say that there's no question that United Russia will win. I mean, I think there's no doubt.
The New Eurasia Foundation's analyst Andrei Kortunov agrees.
The Kremlin is trying to avoid competition and to make sure that the United Russia representative is going to be elected, because it is an important issue. It's an important issue symbolically, but also in practical terms, because there'll be a lot of federal money poured into the city.
But Kortunov goes on to say that the actual act of holding an election in Russia is also a valuable symbol.
No matter what happens, it's not a ruthless enterprise. First of all, you know, it shows that you can at least get some kind of publicity, some kind of outreach. You can make yourself heard, if not listened to. Second, you know, any elections are a political school for the electorate. Even if, end of the day, no opposition leader is able to make to the second round. So it's important.
For the world, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.